Well, few, if any, Lansing success stories compare with that of Two Men and a Truck. The moving company began in 1985 as an after-school endeavor with an advertising budget in a ceramic dish. Fortunately, that dish was overseen by our next guest. Today, founder Mary Ellen Sheets leads a company whose revenue clears $300 million annually. Two Men and a Truck has locations in 39 states and 4 countries. It has completed roughly 5 million moves. It also donates about $2.5 million in moving services annually. Mary Ellen Sheets will share the Two Men and a Truck story and field questions Thursday evening at a meeting of Startup Grind Lansing, the global startup community. That'll be at East Lansing's Technology Innovation Center, the TIC, at 6 p.m. We welcome Mary Ellen Sheets and Startup Grind Lansing's David Smith. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to have you here. Quite a few people locally have heard of the very humble beginnings of Two Men and a Truck, Mary Ellen, but take a minute, just a minute, to take us back to 1985 and the days of that advertising budget in a ceramic dish and capital budgeted an ashtray and God knows what.
Of course. I was a state employee. I was working for the Department of Social Services, as it was called then, and I was a single mom. And I had a daughter and 2 sons in high school. And my sons thought they could earn some spending money by using an old pickup truck that we had at our house that my husband had left behind. And they used that to move people. And they charged $25 an hour. If they did a really good job, people kept calling. But if they wanted to go to a party or something, they might call a customer and say, "Our truck has been stolen." So they were kids, but they did a really good job, as good as teenage boys.
And if I were to have asked you in 1985, after you had just gotten started, what your goal was, would you have had a goal? What would you have said?
To retire from the state.
Okay. Which you eventually did. You're the featured speaker Thursday evening at a gathering of Startup Grind Lansing. David Smith of Startup Grind is here with us, too. What does Startup Grind Lansing do, David?
Startup Grind Lansing helps inspire, educate, and connect entrepreneurs. The number one reason people attend our events is to network with other founders. And we do things a little bit differently than most networking events. We think, it might sound kind of cheesy, but we think, how can we help other people when we're meeting with them? If I'm meeting with Mary Ellen, I think, how can I help her? Mm-hmm. And if everybody's thinking like that, it really takes the networking event, it has a different tone to it, and it's really awesome. And then we have people like Mary Ellen who provide the inspiration, you know, her story, the way that she was a single mother and started with a $350 investment. You know, that's just amazing. And that can inspire people in Lansing to think, hey, if she did it, why can't I do it? Mm. And then, of course, her wisdom provides the education so that people can go back to their jobs and think about challenges differently and obstacles.
And diversification of the entrepreneurial world is a priority for you. Why?
Yes. So we're also excited about having Mary Ellen Sheets this Thursday because Startup Grind is a global organization, and this is Female Founders Month. Mary Ellen's accomplishments make her one of the most accomplished speakers, and she's actually been featured in the global promotional materials. And it's Female Founders Month. And we looked at our speaker lineup, and we saw it's a bunch of guys, which is my fault. And that's where my network comes from, and so it was just easy for me. But we're going to make that a priority, and going forward in August, we're going to have equality. So we're going to have at least 6 female speakers over the next year, starting in August. And that was from inspiration from Mary Ellen Sheets.
When you meet with women in business, Mary Ellen, what particular challenges do you hear about?
Well, I was sort of fortunate that my kids were a little bit older, even though I was single. A lot of the people in business, young women, they have small children. So that is difficult to be still running a full household and trying to start a business.
What particular advice do you offer a woman with an idea for a business that just won't let go of them?
Well, they have to do it. A lot of people have ideas, but they don't follow through with it. Of course, I franchised, so we multiplied our business over and over. But before you can even do that, you have to have one business that's up and running so you know all the quirks of it and how to help other people.
David, you told me that most people don't view themselves as entrepreneurial because they make a series of assumptions about what being an entrepreneur is. They assign various traits to that label of entrepreneur. But you suggested to me that a number of them are simply inaccurate. What do you mean?
I think when somebody's an entrepreneur, they're a problem solver. And so I think that can be, you know, in a corporate setting, you know, if you're at a Jackson National Life or a State of Michigan. And I think one thing, you know, that when people solve problems, then they can go out and do it on their own. And, you know, in Mary Ellen's case, I think she was working her state job and solving problems and building out that business on her own to mitigate some of that risk. And so when I think of an entrepreneur, I think it's a problem solver. And I hope that those people, you know, use those skills to their own advantage. You know, instead of building somebody else's business, I think that I recommend people try building their own business and see how that goes. They might like it.
David Smith of Startup Grind Lansing joins me today along with Mary Ellen Sheets, the founder of Lansing's Two Men in a Truck. I'm sure there have been a series of pivotal moments in the past, 30 years.
Hard to believe.
It is. I wonder what goes through your head when you realize your business is 30 years old now. Has it flown?
It's shocking, and our whole family feels so blessed, but it's very shocking to us.
Which pivotal moment comes to mind to you? As you mentioned, you decided to franchise. You decided to quit your state job. Those sound like pivotal moments.
They are. When I decided to quit my state job, all I had was, I had five moving trucks. They were parked in my mom's backyard. And so that was my decision. And people at work said, don't leave. I've been there 20 years. I had 5 or 6 weeks vacation. I was making pretty good money for a woman back then. And so my mother said, you're going to lose everything you have. I mean, so it was very scary. I think another thing, after I franchised, my franchise attorney called me. I wish you could have seen me. I was sitting on my beat-up old houseboat up in Port Huron. That was my office. I used to call people from there, and they'd think I was in some corporate office. But he called me, and he said, well, we sold our 10th franchise today. He said, I think we're going to make it. I never thought we wouldn't.
How about that? What do you consider the core values of your business?
Well, our main one is the grandma rule. We treat every customer as it was our grandma. And
specifically a grandparent.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
And how do you ensure that as the company grows, and you've experienced incredible growth, that those core values that are really important to you, how do you make sure that those stay in the company as it grows?
Well, we have a lot of people in our home office that make sure that happens. Of course, I'm retired now, so. But we do a lot of things for communities. 10 cents out of every move goes to the Cancer Society. That doesn't sound like very much, but it evolves into tens of thousands of dollars over the years. And we have a program called Movers for Moms. So we collect all these items all over the United States, and on Mother's Day, or just before Mother's Day, we deliver them to the nonprofits that serve single mothers and their families.
And talk about challenges today. You're retired, but what kinds of challenges does the company face today that simply were not the challenges that you faced 30 years ago, the biggest?
Sure. I think the technology and everything, we have to stay ahead of the curve. We are not just sitting back the way I started out with a couple trucks and a telephone. It's not like that. We're very computerized, very on top, knowing all the numbers and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're way ahead of where I was.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank our guest, Mary Ellen Sheets. Mary Ellen will share the Two Men in a Truck story and field questions Thursday evening at a meeting of Startup Grind Lansing, the global startup community. That'll be at the East Lansing TIC Technology Innovation Center at 6 p.m. We also want to thank David Smith of Startup Grind Lansing for joining us here today. You'll both be at the event on Thursday night, I'm sure. I hope a lot of people show up.
Sure, absolutely.
Very good. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.